is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv, Ukraine, says that American military aid on its way to Ukraine will make a real difference in its war with Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Blinken's remarks came Tuesday as the top diplomat made an unannounced visit to reassure an ally facing a fierce new Russian offensive. According to open-source monitoring analysts, Moscow's troops have captured around 100 to 125 square kilometers of territory that includes at least seven villages in recent days. Though most of those villages were already depopulated, thousands of civilians in the area have fled the fighting. Analysts have called this moment one of the most dangerous for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for more air defense systems to protect civilians in the northeast. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma now reports on the social upheaval in Gaza as war continues to rage between Israel and Hamas there.
The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says 450,000 Palestinians have been driven out of Rafah in Gaza south over the past week. There were roughly 1.3 million people sheltering in Rafah before Israel began pushing into the city, which Israel says is the last Hamas stronghold. Israeli forces are also battling Hamas militants in northern Gaza. The army's evacuation orders issued on Saturday have displaced around 100 people so far. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters on Monday. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes in central Gaza have killed at least 12 people overnight and into Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Donald Trump is back in court for his criminal trial today. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended himself against criticism that he is stoking divisions between Hindus and Muslims to win national elections as he filed his nomination on Tuesday for re-election. India began voting April 19th in the seven-phase election in which Modi is seeking a third straight term. At least two French prison guards were shot dead and three others seriously injured Tuesday after heavily armed men ambushed a prison van to free an inmate, French police said, triggering a major manhunt. The orchestrated attack in northern France comes amid rising drug-linked violence across Europe. The inmate and the attackers escaped, according to police. Kazakhstan's former economy minister has been sentenced to 24 years in prison for murdering his wife. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has more.
The widely watched trial, broadcast live over 7 weeks, was seen by some as a litmus test for the president's promise to strengthen women's rights. 44-year-old Kwandyk Bishimbaev was found guilty of torture and murder by the court. CCTV footage captured Bishimbaev arguing with his 31-year-old wife, Saltanat Nukanova, on the night she died. During the trial, separate footage showed Bishimbaev punching and kicking Nukanova before dragging her by her hair into a room where she later died. The trial has been widely regarded as an attempt by authorities to send a message that members of the elite are no longer above the law.
That was Reuters' Olivia Zolino reporting. And there's a shakeup underway in the probation department in the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California. The AP's Donna Warder reports.
The Los Angeles County Probation Department says that over the past 5 months, it's put 66 of its officers on administrative leave for suspected offenses such as sexual abuse, excessive force, and drug possession. The department made the announcement Monday, saying it wants to regain public trust as it roots out employees engaged in misconduct. The probation officers were assigned to both the department's adult and juvenile operations. Officials say that of the 66 officers, 39 were cited for general misconduct, which includes suspected use of excessive force, child endangerment or abuse, possession of contraband, and negligent supervision. 18 were put on leave for suspected sexual misconduct. I'm Donna Warder.
And Sony warns of falling profits this year as PlayStation 5 unit sales decline while staying mum on a reported bid for Paramount. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.